welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Well, I'm here today with Holly Tashian, and she's going to be talking to us a little bit about feng shui, and in particular, we're going to talk about the 10 qi enhancers. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
But before we talk about the qi enhancers, can you just tell us, for folks that don't know what feng shui is, what is it?
What is it? Well, feng shui is the ancient Chinese art form of enhancing the environment to enhance the quality of your life. That's basically what's going on. And the words feng shui mean wind and water, or the seen and the unseen. And it's the interplay between what we think and what our reality is. And how we create our reality is basically the thought comes first and then the reality follows that. So we are the creators of our reality. And using those principles, we try and create environments that support us, who we are, make us feel good when we're living there, and enhance our lives. Then it might be through the arrangement of furniture, the use of color on the walls, the artwork, all the things that surround us. They help to empower us and make us feel good.
Okay, and then before we talk about the qi enhancers, can you explain to us what qi is?
Well, many Westerners think of it as being energy, but it's a little bit more. It's that which animates everything. And there's three principles that are important to remember in qi, and that is that everything is alive, everything has energy, everything is alive, and it may not be alive like the chair may not be alive like a dog, but the chair has energy, and you relate to that chair. That relationship, how you like the chair or don't like the chair, is what gives it qi. Positive qi uplifts us and makes us feel better, it makes us feel healthier. And negative qi brings down our energy. So that relationship to all things is very important in bringing better energy into our lives. Qi also brings things through changes. It brings us through the seasons of change, through time, through life and death. And that change is vital to keeping the energy positive, to go along with the changes rather than resist change. Change is good. Mm-hmm. The other thing is qi connects all things to one another. So that when you do make changes in your life, you change one thing, everything else changes. So it's bringing you through the cycle of change and the connectedness of all things.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Everything is so related. But we're not going to have time to talk about all the qi enhancers today, but we might touch on what they are. But can you talk about one in particular that you mentioned in your talk was art? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, art is powerful. And how we relate to that art, it's not just you stick up something on the wall and you say, okay, I've got my art up. But if it brings happiness to you when you see it, or it brings vital color into the room, that's going to enhance the energy in the room. It's going to be your relationship to it, and also just how it vitalizes the room. If you think of qi as vitality, then good art will vitalize a room. Bad art will bring the energy down. If you look at a piece of art and every time you look at it, you have a negative feeling, you know. It's sort of like, I don't like this art, and I don't like the person that gave it to me, and you've had these negative connotations with it, then it's not going to be a qi enhancer. The example I gave in the talk was this woman who had, as her greeter art, she had a painting of Don Quixote, and he impales himself on a windmill. That's how he kills himself. And this was that actual piercing of his body with the piece of the windmill that went right through his body. That was her greeter art. It's Don Quixote kind of hanging off the windmill. And she had told me beforehand, she said, you know, that she was having trouble. She always felt like she was being stabbed in the back and that people were against her. So when I saw that artwork, I was sort of like, whoa, something's going on here. But when I asked her about it, it turned out that her father had painted that picture. And so she had a yes and a no attraction to it and a repulsion. And so I asked her to just put it aside for a while and do something else as her greeter, because it really set the tone for the whole house. When you're greeted with that kind of art, it can be really off-putting and make people who come in feel uncomfortable and make her obviously feel like she's being stabbed in the back.
So that's something to think about, is the artwork that you have in your home. What about living things, for example?
Living things is one of my favorite qi enhancers because they do a lot of things. They bring in the vitality of life. There, if you love your pets, there's that feeling of love when your dog greets you or your cat greets you. Birds chirping in the room. I have birds, you know, and they're always happy. And plants, healthy plants, just bring vitality into the home. I mean, if you think about the environment that you and I are sitting in right now is a classroom, and it's devoid of art, and it's devoid of, well, living things. You know, we're in a little, there's no view of the outside here at all. This is a challenging room. So you want to, as much as you can, bring in that living things, really, really brings wonderful energy. When things are not doing well, like if you have plants that are sick, they're not bringing in good energy. They're bringing down the energy. So you have to take care of the things you have.
I find that bird feeders bring me
bird feeders, yeah, you can look out into see nature. Nature is wonderful. And fish tanks that are beautiful, you know, with the coral that moves slowly and the fish, if they're clear and clean, they're wonderful.
In the last minute or so, is there another one that you want to quickly touch on?
Well, I'll just quickly name a few others. Color. Like the wall color or any kind of color that you bring in is usually very livening. You want to have a good relationship with it. You want to love the colors that you bring in. Lighting brings vitality, especially natural lighting. Mirrors will up the energy in a space. Noise makers, you know, sound, music, movement, fountains, all of those things are chi enhancers. But my favorite one of all is your intention, your personal intention to have your belief that this works. Any chi enhancer you put up with that intention that I want this to work in my environment is what's going to bring it vitality.
That's great. If you want to learn more about Holly's feng shui business or more about feng shui in general, you can go to her website at www.tashian.com.
That's right. Okay. And there's lots of information there.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time,
Holly. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.